Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We are kicking off another global transmission against tyranny. And another hour of worldwide broadcast. It is Wednesday, the 9th day of May, 2012. Thank you for joining us. We've got big news, obviously, on the latest underwear bomber, the crusty underwear bomber, being a CIA double agent, and they thwarted it. Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness Chertoff's company's making billions with the naked body scanners, and they're saying they need them worldwide. Because I guess if anybody ever has an underwear bomb in a park, you've got to have naked body scanners to get in the park. Well, actually, that is happening in areas of England and the U.S., so it's here. If there's ever a threat anywhere, there's got to be a big government that you pay money to protect you. But you're not allowed to protect yourself. So we're going to be breaking that down. Also, that dovetails with this. You know, not only is Michael Savage banned from England, but now UK bans self-defense expert from entering country. Government wants a nation of cowardly, defenseless victims. Doesn't matter he doesn't have a criminal record. Doesn't matter he's an upstanding citizen. Former U.S. Navy SEAL and self-defense instructor Tim Larkin. Brits are getting upset about being robbed and raped. And the rest of it as the crime rate spirals out of control and as they're fed on by the populations being brought in that see them as sheep because they've been trained to be sheep. And they said, look, you're not allowed to come to England and teach hand-to-hand defense. You don't defend yourself. I've seen articles where a woman's being raped and stabs somebody in her own home and they throw the book at her. You go to prison. You lay there and you take it. Because the criminals in government want a domesticated population. That article is so important and is at Infowars.com. Doug Hagman is going to be joining us. He is an investigator, private detective, and founder of the director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving Fortune 500 clients. And he's got some amazing information that ties into all the martial law, civil war preparations going on. So look forward to having him on the broadcast in the second hour today. Also, I've been planning on taking off a few days. So I had Mike Adams in here Friday filling in. But I think I'm going to be here tomorrow live. Just a footnote for everybody there as well. I don't think I'm going to go out of town. Okay, that said, I think I just made that decision right there. There's just too much happening and too much going on here. Of course, the big news, the big kahuna is at Infowars.com. And we'll cover this first when we get back. The Army has responded and has said that the Army did not intend that for public release and that indeed it is real, but that it should not be public. FM 3-3940, the re-education camp for the American people and your social security numbers and having your mouth gagged and political dissidents taken to the camp, slave labor. It's all in there. Of course, the psyopers, we could tell this was hardcore as soon as we published it after we confirmed it was real last week. It was authentic because they hit us within minutes. They were standing by to say it wasn't real, just like NDAA, to get people off balance so that we couldn't form a resistance to it. And then to put the idea that it wasn't real. So later, as it came out to be real, that people would say, oh, but it isn't real. Kind of like people say, oh, Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban, even though he was. Or Obama's against the NDAA, even though he signed it. So, Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. We're going to break that down and a lot more straight ahead and a lot of election
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, ninth day of May 2012. We're going to look at the evidence of preparation for civil war in the United States coming up in the second hour with Doug Hagman. He's the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network. And he's got a lot of very interesting intelligence that dovetails with our research. So he's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour for his maiden visit with InfoWars at InfoWars.com. Let me just go over some of the headlines here. Congressional Democrats introduce amendment to outlaw self-defense. That's what it is. They're saying if somebody's charging you, you've got to try to run away. Instead of dropping to one knee and pumping rounds into their chest, if they're charging you with a gun or a meat cleaver. And that's basically, you know, the stand-the-ground laws only state what was already on common law books. But the police were brainwashed that wasn't the case, so they had to pass other laws. Just like TSA isn't legally, lawfully allowed to stick their hands down your pants especially, but even on the outside. State and federal courts have said, no, that's sexual assault. But Texas just didn't order the state police and others and local police to enforce the law. They said, we'll pass a unanimous law, pointing out the other law that this is illegal. And the Fed said, we'll blockade your state militarily. Texas said, all right, our daughters and sons are yours. Start groping. And the pedophiles went and got jobs and said, that's more like it, scum. And we said, yes, sir, boss. And they said, all right, getting the radiation baster as well. Because they also grope you after the radiation baster in most cases. And there's more arrests of TSA for pedophilia and crimes coming out this week. I mean, that's just how they are. And that's the kind of folks want to do that. Who wants that job? But side issue, congressional Democrats have introduced amendment to outlaw self-defense. And no sooner had they done that, there was a big backlash going, wow, you people are anti-gun. That they're now claiming that they're going to withdraw it. That's out of the Washington Post today. But here's the InfoWars.com story. Congressional Democrats introduced amendment to outlaw self-defense. If you want to see what they're pushing and the type of plans they have for the American people. And, of course, that'll be like England. Paul Watson has an article on this we'll go over in detail later. UK banned self-defense expert from entering the country. Just like I was banned from entering Canada until all the media showed up at Bilderberg in 06. And then they released me, but said, watch it. They just said, hey, you don't teach self-defense in England. That's basically illegal. There's no law, but the bureaucrats are king. Because they're a criminal class. And they want to billy club you and taser you and beat you, like at the G20 a few years ago, and kill a guy delivering newspapers to a store that was in the area. He didn't do anything. It all came out on video. They just beat him to death for fun. You're not allowed to defend yourself because, well, the state is God. And so self-defense expert and former U.S. Navy SEAL Tim Larkin got some good techniques there. Those always just came to me as common sense. From entering the country after Larkin planned to hold seminars instructing people how to protect themselves against rioters and criminals. You don't do that. In fact, I saw footage, we all saw it in England, where people would be attacked by giant third world hordes that came from very rough countries, and they know how to attack people. And the average Brit, even with their wife or children, would just lay there and take it. Wow. And of course, historically, the Brits were not known for that, around being particularly savage and vicious. But this is total and absolute complete domestication. And the police do it as well. The military feeds on them. And it's just an absolutely cowed, cowardly, pathetic group of jellyfish, just like Americans are becoming. I've told you the cases, a lady's choking in a restaurant. I come out of the bathroom. My wife's there with my son. This is like 9 years ago. And the people started trying to stop me from doing the Heimlich. They just kept chirping, 911, we called 911, 911, 911, like it was their god. 911, 911, no, 911, are you trained? Are you? She'd have been dead. But you don't do that. And again, you can pull up the cases where they're trying to outlaw knives, even in your house. They're trying to, in England, they're saying you can't even defend yourself when assaulted. You defend yourself with your fist in your house. They throw a fake book at you. It's not even a law, and you end up going to jail. They call it assault. In England, if criminals hurt themselves in your house, that you sue, you get sued and get in trouble. That's starting to happen here. So this is the new thing here. So we're going to be going over that report in detail today as well, along with the attack on self-defense here in the United States, because the state wants the monopoly of the force, because they're the higher-level criminals, and they love their little friends, the low-level criminals. That's why they keep nonviolent people and marijuana offenders packing the prisons longer, in many cases, than armed robbers and aggravated assaulters, because it's important to keep them out there terrorizing the public so they beg for more police state. And even if the police do bust the criminals, they just get released, the violent offenders. So that's how this system works. We're also going to get into video. CIA catches itself in new underwear bomber plot. And I was watching ABC News this morning, and they have all the reporters with fake satisfaction, just like they won the lottery, sitting there telegraphing it to the audience going, this is a stunning coup for Obama. Incredible precision. This intelligence coup keeping us safe is just unbelievable. And they all get this satisfied look, and they cut back to Stephanopoulos, and they're just like, this is so incredible how they keep us safe. And it's so fake. I mean, think about it. When you're unconscious, people get into this and get into the condescending attitude. I was in a restaurant this morning, and they had it on. And I was watching the waitress, and I was watching the men in there, some construction workers. They were all going, yeah, good, oh, because they had it turned up, and everybody was standing around feeling a lot of pride right now. We got them. Oh, yeah. We got the crusty underwear bomb. Oh, it was a CIA double agent. Wow, man, we are good. Talk about pride. Hey, Bob, did you hear about them paying $20-plus billion our tax money to ship the Cadillac and Volt factories to China and Brazil? Yeah, boy, we're winning. Hey, did you hear the cancer rates are exploding? They put cancer viruses in the vaccines and take all the minerals out of the food. No, I don't know about that. I just know you turn on ABC News, and they're just up there going, just everybody smiling, almost high five. And it was like ESPN covering, you know, the sudden death overtime NFL game, and your team just won. You know there's going to be some American flags made in China by slaves hanging out at the houses today. They're going to dust that little puppy off and get it out there and just look, tell you I'm feeling good right now. Because some enemies of this country got up there on TV and read off a teleprompter and acted all satisfied. All this fake pride garbage. I mean, and it's a total and complete mirage. And I'm going to cover that first after I cover our top story. Since last Wednesday, we have been beating the drum fierce over an Army manual that we confirmed from our sources was real and that was posted on the big public gov site that vets the documents, the leaked documents, and posts them. And sure enough, the Army has now responded. We have those communiques posted at Infowars.com, the actual email if you scroll down to the bottom of the article. Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. But then they run a customary PSYOP on you and say, but this is for overseas, the re-education camps. Really? I'm not for the criminals that run our government running re-education camps. I thought that's what the North Koreans do. Even overseas, this is pure evil. And they admit, what do they do in these? In fact, John, will you go grab me last night's news stack off the broadcast desk where I left it? Because I want to show them that London Guardian article and others where they admit at these Al-Qaeda bases, at these training bases, fantastic, at these training bases, again, I have a Freudian slip there, at the Al-Qaeda prison camps where the U.S. doesn't exist anymore, banker occupied, are operating. These internment camps for so-called Al-Qaeda and Taliban are actually training grounds to produce the new al-Qaeda leadership, to release them to actually go out and carry out attacks and organize new groups. And see, that came out with this underwear bomber. It got leaked a day and a half ago, 2 days ago now. And so they had to spin it and go, he is a CIA asset, but he's a double agent. And then have all the talking heads get up on TV and act all official and act all powerful and get all excited. So, again, I can't get into the Army admitting their camp story, their re-education camp story, without getting into the fact that that's what these re-education camps are at Gitmo and at Camp X-Ray there at Gitmo and at Abu Ghraib and then the black sites where the real stuff goes on. I mean, where they got dungeon keeper, hell spawn type stuff going on that is just so nightmarish, it's off the chart. I mean, they admit they're taking people's brains out of their heads while they're awake, you know, letting them watch it, you know, with the eyeballs attached. They're stopping people's hearts with chemicals, but then keeping them alive with oxygenators, pumping it through the blood. They're using pufferfish, paralyzing systems on people. They're raping kids. It came out. They spray blood all over them and then have naked women dance around wearing devil outfits. And they bring in menstruating prostitutes to rape the men while they're chained down, totally freaking them out. Most of them they bring in are below the age of 14. That's come out in the news because they like to torture them for 5-6 years and then release them after they're totally mind controlled. At Camp X-Ray, they have a camp within it run by psychiatrists where they admit they're engaged in mind control and creating mind control assassins, just like the psychiatrists they used out at Fort Hood they were controlling. So that's you think any of that's a joke, by the way, go look it up. We're going to come back and tell you about the re-education brainwashing camps for you and your family. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. London Telegraph, U.S. secretly releasing Taliban prisoners from Bagram prison. Been telling you this for years. Every few months they have jailbreaks where hundreds get out. No, they just release them. Just like when the military would capture Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders in the invasion of Afghanistan in the next few years. After that, from 2001 into 2003, they would release them and pay them huge chests full of gold bars. They didn't want U.S. dollars. And fly them into Pakistan to start the destabilization of Pakistan so the globalists have a pretext to say they're al-Qaeda. And that was in BBC, London Telegraph, you name it then. But they just report it like, gee, this colonel went public and says they don't know why they were ordered to pay him in gold bars and release him. So see, when this comes out, it's like, yeah, we grow the opium over there so al-Qaeda doesn't get it and load it on the planes to bring it to your family. But you use it, you go to jail. Don't use the heroin. And yeah, we're releasing them. Yeah, that was a fake jailbreak. Yeah, we're using al-Qaeda in Syria. We're using it to take over Libya. Yeah, we're using them to put in naked body scanners and checkpoints for the American people. Oh, shucks. I mean, it's a synthetic manufactured enemy. That's coming up. But here it is, yesterday's Telegraph, U.S. secretly releasing Taliban prisoners from Bagram Air Base. Oh, here's another one. Federal official CIA source was bomber himself in Yemen. Oh, always the same. Here's one from 2005. Terror expert, former FBI agent John Loftus. London bombing mastermind is MI6 asset. Group was used by Brits in Kosovo in late 90s. That's a SWAT. And we have the video in that old article from 05. Oh, you want to see that? We might play that for you. I know it's going to be on the nightly news tonight. The point is it's staged. It's staged, but did you see how gross those underwear were? I mean, I want to give up my rights alone, not even from the firecracker in the underwear, but because underwear are that gross. Give up all my liberty, take all my rights, take my bank account, enslave me, force inoculations on me, take my right of religion away, take parental rights away, because those underwear are so scary. Have you seen them? I mean, right out of Central Casting, to totally demonize everybody who's being attacked, make it look like it's been soaked in maggot vomit or something. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what the underwear looked like. In fact, can we pull up the underwear bomber underwear, the new one? I mean, it literally looks like an Ace bandage that's been soaked in a latrine. Give up all your rights. There it is. Yeah, that's the tampon bomb or whatever that the other fake CIA guy they got on the plane, Mutalib, had. The U.S. government got on the plane. I'm sorry, I digress. There's no. The new ones look even grosser. I'm sorry. I got to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. This is just so ridiculous that we're fed any of this. Okay, let me get to the top story here. And again, you can see the email exchanges with the Army at Infowars.com. So here it is. The Army admits it's not for public to see. And they go over the entire report. Here it is. Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. Public affairs director falsely claims document does not apply within U.S. Well, that's a standard PSYOP. This is not an assault. Everything, you know, government loves you. Bill Clinton doesn't lie. Al Gore invented the internet. Carbon dioxide's evil. World government doesn't exist, but it does, and it's good. This is not an assault at the Waco compound. Don't run, we are your friends. Fort Leonard Wood Public Affairs Director Tiffany Wood. And why not when you got a population of jellyfish? I mean, tell them the sky's red if you want it, you know, at high noon. Fort Leonard Wood Public Affairs Director Tiffany Wood has provided the first official response to the shocking U.S. Army document that outlines the implementation. And it isn't U.S. Army, it's Banker Army. The individuals aren't bad people, but the reason you're told how great and glorious the Army is everywhere you go is because they're getting you ready for full occupation. And then, we'll turn your guns in, it's the Army. It's the patriotic thing to do, I support the troops. Sorry, for let them breed to you, cut their funding off. That's how you support them as well. 7-8 tours, patriotic. I got an American flag made in China hanging up. You're a traitor if you don't. Give your rights up. It's what America's for. Fort Leonard Wood Public Affairs Director Tiffany Wood has provided the first official response to the shocking U.S. Army document that outlines the implementation of re-education camps. They even use that term. I can't make this up. Admitting that the manual was not intended for public release. That's a quote. I'm going to come back, go over this a lot more. We got a guest coming up on his intel connections that they are preparing for civil war. Yeah, they're preparing to try to start a civil war. Folks, I'm here to get you out of your little world and get you into the real world that's going on all around us. And the real world is not on ESPN. The real world is not on Dancing with the Stars. The real world are those jets releasing nuclei, particulate, to modify the atmosphere and the Earth over 20% darker. It is the global genetic engineering taking place. It is the world government being established. It is the United States, the once great republic, being used as an engine of world government while the globalists destroy us from within at the same time. The treason is full spectrum. Full spectrum treason. That's a good way to describe this. Full spectrum assault on humanity. Crime against humanity. Crime against common sense. Crime against goodness is what we're dealing with. These are bad people that run this. Ugliness is beautiful to them. It's just the raw power is what they seek, and there's never enough of it. During the break, Dew was showing me in the 327-page Army re-education camp document sections where it talks about engaging the militia and insurgent groups, whether in a foreign country or here in the U.S., and processing the people with their Social Security numbers. I have that on tape in Police State 2000. And here comes the public affairs officer, a civilian, what was his name, Steve Jones, freaking out, going, Jones, get out of here. I told you you couldn't be in this area. Because every time he ran off with some other media, I would sneak off with Mike Hansen and the video camera. And he was getting so mad because he wanted to be able to say they were letting me film this stuff. So they threw us out. It didn't matter. We had locals posing as citizens who would sit there mindlessly with the Marines and ask dumb questions. And so they would let him sit there and watch the Marines train to kill militia members and throw them into pits, which is standard procedure in Afghanistan. That came out in the Ithaca Journal. Remember Private Gruckheimer came out and said, yeah, in certain villages, we kill even the babies. We kill everyone. And the Army came out and said, now, wait a minute, we only do that sometimes. Yeah, here it is in the section. It's 117, 1-17 section. And it says, members of the armed forces of a party to the conflict and members of the militias or volunteer corps forming part of such armed forces, members of other militias and members of other volunteer corps, including those of organized resistance movements, belong to the party to the conflict and operating in or outside of our territory, of their own territory, even in this territory is occupied, provided that such militias or volunteer corps, including such organized resistance movements, fulfill the following conditions. And it gets into their re-education. Isn't that just special right there, boy? I tell you, that this document is a treasure trove of treason. And I shot a video a few days ago talking about this, and I was like, this is an indictment. This is a conviction. This is an manual. And the top commenter, you know, his comment got voted up at the top, he was like, this isn't an Army manual. This is a confession. And that is, I couldn't think of the right word. When you can't think of the right word, it's like a splinter in your mind. You can't get it out. You want to dig it out. But there it is. It was like, yes, that's the word. This is a confession. A public NDAA is a public confession of pure evil. And if we don't heed the warning, we're guilty. Do you ever think about that? You know something evil's going on, but you don't confront it. And listen, it's going to get bad. They are pulling out all the stops. The Justice Department, totally criminal at the top, involved in so many crimes. There's more out today. The foreign banks are just ruthlessly looting the country. They are shutting down every business, every factory they can. They are shipping jobs out as fast as they can, paying to move them, paying to strangle this country, while psyoping all day how they're giving us jobs and all this. They want everybody they can on welfare, on food stamps, dependent on them. It's just so hellish what they're doing. The globalists are attacking the United States while they use our energy. While they suck us dry, they're using our energy to power their new world order. We're paying for our own destruction. We're paying for the world's enslavement. While our name is destroyed worldwide. Remember, they advertise this new world order as an American empire when it's the opposite. It's the end of America. Think about that. We get the blame for everything. We get destroyed politically, financially, spiritually. We get hated worldwide. And the same globalist overseas demonize us with their media systems, but praise everything here and like, we're the good guys. And it's cartoon level propaganda. When you're awake, you watch this stuff. And it's like, this is like satire. This is so ridiculous. And if we don't wake up to America being hijacked, if we don't wake up to the shadow government, we can remove these puppet politicians all day and replace them with Mitt Romney or replace Romney with somebody. It's not going to do anything. That is rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You must wake up to the new world order. That's why they're always, it doesn't exist. Don't look into it. Never mind all the documents and presidents and the fact it's a world government, a corporate fascist world government, and the public documents that we're going to shut your power off and destroy the family and deindustrialize you. Never mind all that. It doesn't exist. Extremists talk about that. The derivatives don't exist. The bankers aren't going to bankrupt anything. Don't listen to the bad men. Don't listen to Alex Jones and Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and all these countless others. Don't listen to them. They're crazy. Remember 15 years ago, 20 years ago? doesn't exist. Now, everything we said is manifesting. Our credibility is absolutely triple platinum. And the globalists just don't care. They're just going ahead with it. Because the plan is to create a civil war. It will not hurt the New World Order if you shoot U.S. military forces coming to load you on a truck for processing. All they know is they're picking up these people. And, of course, the sicko torturers are back at the compound. And all those young guys do rolling up to your house, but then you don't have a choice. You can't let them grab your kids and you and load them on. That's the plan. It's two runaway trains, collision course. The average cop is just told, go pick this person up. They send out the police to get them. So you're destroyed if you do, you're destroyed if you don't. How about we all just wake up and like a brush fire in the minds of men and women, this understanding spreads. This awakening spreads, and we say, we have you in check. Now, checkmate. Because this is a desperate gamble by the globalist. Everything's on the line in this. They either get everything or fall forever. Because they have uncloaked themselves now. This thing is moving into gear. They're attempting to get the police and military trained for this. And the police and military, if we wouldn't have warned them over the last Patriots 50 years, most of them would go along with the official story. But because Patriots, mainly military and intelligence people who were hearing all this in the 50s and 60s and seeing it internally, they leaked information. A lot of them got killed, imprisoned, congressmen got set up. A lot of stuff happened. A lot of people got killed, folks. Early on, people ask, how am I still alive? Early on, they would kill people for this information or destroy them or put them in prison. But that didn't work because the people had courage and just kept getting the emergency signal out. So enough of us in the next generation, the next wave, which I'm one of the first of the last big generation of awakening. Now the mega generation is firing up and waking up and taking the blinders off right now. And that's why the globalists are putting it in high gear against us. They can see what's happening. You see, each wave and force multiplication, we replicate a much larger group. And we're now entering, I just got chills, biggest ones ever. We just saw a gigantic, look at that, I've got goosebumps right now. Because I can see it in my mind's eye. I can see a 3D model of this fight. And I know we've got a good chance of beating these people. If we're aggressive in our attack strategy in the info war, if we don't back down, and if we take fear and just, you know what, throw it into a bottomless pit. Fear, you're gone, baby. Oh, that feels good. Yeah. Now you can think clear because you're not afraid. Doesn't mean you're not focused. Doesn't mean you don't have adrenaline. But it becomes fun because we were born to face the New World Order. The fact that you're a listener of this show and an activist, the fact that you woke up before other people did, that is your greatest possession. Think about that. You are awake despite the chemical attack, the psychological attack, the biological attack, the spiritual attacks, the cultural brainwashing, all of it. You defeated re-education camp America with people not even talking to their neighbors, just watching TV in their little re-education pods. You drive down neighborhoods now at night, the windows are glowing blue. The television flicker. Now there's movements, people disconnecting. It's happening. And as the fruits of the New World Order come into place, and we've been there the whole time explaining the New World Order are the ones that did this and are going to do what's coming next. They're going to get the blame instead of us. And so it's called being too late. Oh, it's going to be an incredible fight. And it's up to you and how hard you take action and how hard you pray on how long it takes to beat these people. But it's going to be rough. Make no mistake. We're taking the plunge right now. This is just the beginning. It's going to go faster and faster and faster from here on out. This is world government, new world order. And if the devil isn't real, he might as well be, because these people act just like the most horrid devil I could imagine. And so it's toe-to-toe with the devil and all his minions, and it's the real deal. The real deal. You got front row seats, ladies and gentlemen, to open world government run by exterminist eugenicist. Hitler was just a little aberrant spinoff of these people. in their view, because he was race specific. They're full spectrum death. They like all flavors of it. They'll drink out of any fetid, stinking pond. The more horrible, the more full of dead innocents, the better. They're drunk on that blood. Like the Bible says, drunk on the blood of the saints, the innocents. Drunk. They're drunk on blood. You know why they're so arrogant? They're killing people worldwide, vaccinating people, soft killing them on the spot, all over the world. On record, just total death. 46 plus thousand on record given paralysis after the polio shots last year alone in India. And that's just a footnote in the news like it's a good thing. They're so drunk on blood, and but even better, drunk on the wounded, children paralyzed in those beds. Oh, man, that's beautiful of them. They're so drunk on that. They're so arrogant on that. They're like, yeah, we got re-education camps for you. They probably even leak this, my gut tells me, to scare everybody. Because they got to get it out there. Yeah, we're going to secretly arrest you under NDAA. Yeah, we torture people. Yeah, the Army's report admits that our people rape little kids in front of their parents. Yeah, that's what the good guys do. The good old boys are like, well, they ain't human in no way anyway. And they just get you to buy into it and at a spiritual level be a kindred spirit with the New World Order. It is off the charts amazing. So here's the top story. Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public use. And if you go down to the email here from the Army spokeswoman, Director, Public Affairs Office, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. You can give her a call, by the way. The phone number's right there from mainstream media. Doesn't want to touch this, do you? Oh, when it breaks, when we force this out, it's like giving birth to a 12-pound child, but we're going to get it out there one way or another. Our listeners are going to ram this into the mainstream controlled press because you just want the military to be trained right now. This is okay. We're going to have a big debate about it right now, just like the MIAC and Homeland Security reports saying these camps are for the veterans and the Ron Paul supporters. Good luck putting us in them. By the way, military and police, you going to like that mission? You think that's going to be a fun mission? Oh, that'll be a real fun mission, won't it? And I'm sure a lot of you will go ahead and follow the orders because you like to. Tiffany Wood, 573-563-5037. In fact, we ought to just call her ourselves on air. You know what? Stop right there, guys. Everybody, don't call that number yet. Let me call it. It's going to be busy now. Can we call that number right now? Yeah, it's just right here in the article. You can even just pull it up on screen, dial it right off that. Okay, great. Fantastic. Fantastic. We'll call her in just a second. But let me just read this to you. Mr. Thomas, here is the response from Fort Leonard Wood regarding your questions. The document was not intended for public release. The document is intended for operations outside of the continental United States, depending on the nature and magnitude of the event, will determine the level of U.S. military involvement. Any other questions regarding the document, you will need to file a Freedom of Information Act request. Please let me know if you have any other questions. Well, Tiffany, we have questions. We have more than 30 spots in there where it says Social Security numbers, processing U.S. citizens into this, and that's on record. So, did you read it, or did somebody just tell you that this was the case? Is that what happened? So I just love how there's the customary deception in there. Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. Public Affairs Director falsely claims document does not apply to U.S. citizens. Fort Leonard Wood Public Affairs Director Tiffany Wood has provided the first official response to the shocking U.S. Army document that outlines the implementation of re-education camps, admitting that the manual was not intended for public release and claiming that its provisions only apply outside of the United States. A contention completely disproved by the language contained in the document itself. After a reader sent Wood a link to where the manual entitled FM3-39.40, Internment and Resettlement Operations, can be downloaded at the Army.mil website, but only by military employees with special credentials, meaning that they believe they're anti-American in their psychological profile, or anti-freedom for that matter. You know, they'd be good North Korean soldiers. Wood responded by stating that the document should not be in the public domain. The document was not intended for public release, said Wood, adding any other questions regarding the document, you'll need a FOIA request. That means the either hackers have obtained access to a secure military website and downloaded the manual, or it was leaked by a military employee concerned about the content of the document, or they just want to throw it in everybody's face, try to scare people. I assure you you'll have the opposite effect. We're not cowards like you. So you're a little bit blind there because you think we're traitors like the globalist over there. As we have exhaustively illustrated, the document is a training manual for U.S. Army personnel that details how to treat detainees incarcerated in prison camps both abroad and inside the U.S. Yeah, like the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Rex 84, Garden Plot, Cable Splicer. I mean, I'm giving you real stuff, congressional hearings. There's like, oh, it doesn't exist. We don't grow the opium. Of course, troops do, but it's okay. Everything's fine, though. Everything's fine. Yeah, the TSA's all over Texas now in every major city, sticking the hands down the pants. But you know what? That's fine because there's no Fourth Amendment anymore. Okay? Everything's fine, though. Government loves you. Federal Reserve loves you. Yeah, I don't want any shackles on me. I say down with Big Brother and the national ID.
Don't want no shackles.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles on me.
You know, I'm good friends with Jimmy Vaughn. He's such a nice, smart guy, and he does not like to be on the radio. But I think I'm going to twist his arm. Whenever he's over at the house, I'm like, come on the radio. He's like, oh, nobody wants to hear from me. Down with Big Brother. You're coming on, Jimmy. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Jimmy and his wife are just so nice, Robin. Side issue, every time I hear his voice, it makes me smile. We are back live here. Let's just go ahead now here on air, and let's go ahead and call the director of public affairs at that base who responded and said the public's not supposed to have this. Yeah, that's what I did. I called the FBI when I got that Homeland Security document saying the veterans are the number one enemy and are horrible and all this stuff. And that's who the real terrorists are. And I just called up the FBI, and they got really mad. They're like, yeah, that's real. You're not supposed to have that. So then I dialed the other FBI number in another city that had it. They're like, yeah, you're not supposed to have that. Who is this? Oh, this is Alex Jones, buddy. You're not supposed to be saying our veterans are bad. You don't scare me. Do whatever you're going to do to me. Do whatever you're going to do. I'm done. I'm calling you out. Just get it over with. Light the fires of liberty even bigger. I'm calling you out. You understand that? And my destruction, if it happens, will only come back on you 10,000-fold. And you know it. You'll be cursed as well. You better believe it. The providence will turn against you. Let's call Tiffany Wood, Director, Public Affairs Office, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. 573-563-5037. This is what all the media should be doing right now. And guys, I'm going to give her the comment line number to call back. But then I'm going to have one of our reporters call her back and give her a reporter number. So there's no denial. May I just put it to...
Hi, this is Tiffany Wood with the Fort Leonard Wood Public Affairs Office. Please leave a message and I'll return your phone call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide from deep behind globalist occupied territory here in FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. And we've read the leaked document that you and others admit is real, but that we, the enemy American people, are not supposed to have. I just want the banker army, formerly the U.S. Army, the Goldman Sachs group that you work for, I want them to understand something, and I want them to know something. We are fully aware this is for the U.S. citizens, the re-education camp manual. It's all there. Your PSYOP doesn't work. Everybody's reading it. Everybody's seeing it. Everybody knows it. Okay, so telling us that it doesn't affect citizens is going to backfire, just like saying NDAA didn't or Patriot Act didn't affect citizens and all this. We know the truth. The PSYOP doesn't work. Just call her back. I'm going to finish my message for him. Go ahead and call her back. I'm so sick of it all. Just have McBreen call her up, and I want to call alternate numbers. I want to call all the numbers over there and start telling people right now they're going to respond to this treasonous document. And don't give me some lying PSYOP. Don't you lie to me anymore. I'm sick of it. Now, she may not be a liar herself. She was told by others, don't worry, Cupcake, that's not in there. And then she, you know, waddles off or whatever. But the point is, we're going to make an issue out of this, and we're forcing this out.
Amy Wood with the Fort Leonard Wood Public Affairs Office. Please leave
hold outro music.
Your phone call as soon as possible. Thank you.
You may be ignorant and have not read the document, but it is for U.S. citizens. The re-education camp, I want you to give us a call back, 512-646-4444. That's our comment line. I'm going to have my reporter, Darren McBreen, call you, and you need to respond about the re-education camp. This is not North Korea. Do you understand? The American people are upset about this treason, and we're going to make an issue out of this. We're not going quietly into the night. Now, I hope you are just mistaken and haven't read the document.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in hour number two. We have a guest who comes highly recommended from a lot of my sources joining us to break down his intel and contacts. They are gearing up for a civil war in this country, not just martial law. We're going to break that down with our guest, Doug Hagman, coming up in the next segment. If you're a prisonplanet.tv viewer, you'll be able to also see that in living color there in a situation room. So that is all coming up. I'm going to have open phones the last 20, 30 minutes with our guest. And then in the third hour, I've got to get into self-defense, even with your fists. They're trying to ban it in England and banning people coming into the country to teach self-defense courses. Like former Navy SEAL Tim Larkin. I want to get him on the show, by the way. So that's all coming up. There's a lot of news. There's some good news. Six-term Senate veteran Luger, defeated in Indiana primary. And again, he's one of these people that just is an androgynous political individual. He's not Republican. He's not Democrat. He's not left. He's not right. Just another one of these establishment people. And the Ron Paul-style Tea Party just ran him out of Dodge. So that's happening, and it's happening. And by the way, Ron Paul's getting 5, 10, 12,000 people everywhere he goes. There's candidates running everywhere on libertarian constitutional ideas. Very, very exciting. So the Ron Paul revolution is winning, and they're admitting that he's going to be able to really upset the delegate process with the other Bain Capital candidate. You know, Obama's Bain Capital Finance, and so is Mitt Romney. So all of that is going on. We're going to be breaking that down. There's a bunch of TSA news. Also, blind Chinese dissident's crime. He challenged China's one-child policy. And I haven't even gotten into the latest underwear bombing plot, where it turns out CIA foiled its own plot. And then they spun that to, incredible job. My goodness, he was a double agent. Like the 7-7 mastermind, a SWAT was an MI6 double asset. I've got those articles. We're going to cover that in the third hour. Also, U.S. secretly releasing Taliban prisoners from Bagram prison. Yeah, to form the fake synthetic opposition. These are training camps to create synthetic terrorists. To then kill U.S. troops, because you've got to have somebody fighting back. And to send to Pakistan to destabilize them. That is all coming up as well. And yes, the Democrats are moving. Congressional Democrats introduced an amendment to outlaw self-defense. You can't make this stuff up. That is all coming up in the next hour. And of course, our top story is that the Army spokesperson, one of the head Army spokespersons, or the head at this particular base, has come out, and we have the email and phone number and all that for you on Infowars.com, and said, yeah, we do have re-education camps, but that's for overseas. And the preface of the document says overseas or domestically and U.S. citizens, and says the president can authorize us doing this to citizens. Well, they've already passed laws and executive orders saying the president can suspend all this. The president says he can kill U.S. citizens whenever he wants. The NDAA, all of this. So stop living in denial. It's like 6-7 years ago, I'll tell you, 15 years ago, the NSA was listening to you without warrants. Then Bush got caught, and it was all shocking. Now the head of the CIA just says, hey, all your new appliances have bugs in them. We're watching you. Smart meters. There's no Fourth Amendment. He said, the Fourth Amendment doesn't mean what it used to. But I'm still a kook for talking about it. No, there's no way they listen to us and track us without warrants. That's for Al-Qaeda. You mean the Al-Qaeda they give Libya and Syria and everywhere else? You mean that Al-Qaeda? Hey, I got to say, good job, LewRockwell.com. They've come out with a big article basically breaking down the fact that it was more likely that Obama had the Easter Bunny or the Loch Ness Monster killed a year ago there in Pakistan than they killed Bin Laden. So people are just not... I mean, you got certified, known professional liars caught engaged in every crime you can imagine. The Justice Department publicly being paid off by big banks to be able to rob people. Justice Department shipping hand grenades, machine guns to gangs all over the U.S., not just Mexico and Honduras. Total criminals and hundreds of millions to fake energy companies. And we're supposed to trust what certified criminals say?
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the rest of this hour and a little bit into the next hour, Doug Hagmann is going to be our guest. He has a long bio, but the best thing to do is to go over to his website. We'll put that up on screen for viewers, not just radio listeners. Douglas J. Hagmann is a founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving more than many Fortune 500 clients, a 27-year veteran of conducting investigations in the private sector. He has logged over 50,000 hours of covert surveillance in his career and is the author of Tactical Surveillance. He is a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association and possesses many law enforcement-related training certifications. He has been used as an operational asset by the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as the Pennsylvania and New York State police agencies. Hagmann has performed over 8,000 civil and criminal investigations throughout the United States and is also certified in forensic discipline of bloodstain pattern analysis. During his career, Hagmann has developed numerous federal enforcement contacts and has become aware of irregularities within the U.S. government. He attempts to inform the public of what is taking place inside the government through his regular appearances on Coast to Coast AM and numerous other syndicated radio talk shows across the U.S. In addition to his website, he is senior contributor to Canada's Free Press, and he also is routinely on with Neil Cavito on Fox. And I'll just leave it at that. He's also the co-host of the Hagmann & Hagmann Report. And I saw this article last week, and I keep meaning to get him on, but just years go by like seconds now, as everybody knows. I mean, years go by like weeks, basically, to be technical. It's just amazing. But I saw this article. We are preparing for mass civil war, says DHS informant. And I saw that and then, you know, read some other reports coming out from Mr. Hagmann. I wanted to get him on to break this down for us and tell us what his sources are telling him. I mean, we obviously see 450 million 40 cal bullets being bought, hundreds of millions of others, agencies that shouldn't even be armed getting riot shotguns, police stations being hardened in government documents ahead of civil unrest, the military's training even mechanics in civil unrest in every branch, military checkpoints, TSA checkpoints, admissions for preparations for civil unrest, massive drills everywhere to acclimate. And then you have the NDAA, signal disappear citizens. We have this new FEMA camp, re-education camp document that the Army now confirms today is real. Yeah, folks, it's real. Okay. And we have Army sources that said, yeah, it's in there. It says it's classified. And then we had people calling up saying, well, it's actually posted here. Yeah, if you had the classification to log in and get it. So all of that's going on. Doug, tell us about your website a little bit and how folks go to that. And then tell us about yourself and then your awakening to the progression of what's happened in this country. And, of course, the big news. What are they gearing up for?
Well, thanks, Alex. And thank you very much for that fine introduction. Most of all, I'm very proud. I guess my proudest accomplishment is to be an info warrior, classify myself as an info warrior. Follow your website, follow your information. You're 100% right on all the time. My website is homelandsecurityus.com. Not affiliated with any government agency. We are a private, independent investigative agency. That's who we are. We also have a nightly radio broadcast called the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Attempt to emulate you, Alex, in the attempt to spread the information that we've been finding out lately about what is going on, what is taking place in our case behind FEMA Region 3. We'll say we're deep inside FEMA Region 3. But they educate the population as to what's taking place with respect to our government, which is just totally gone berserk now. I mean, we have, Alex, everything that you have said in your programs over the last several years since I've started listening has come to pass. When people were calling you crazy for what you were saying, and people were saying, nah, you know, it can't be. It's coming to pass right now. We're seeing it. We're verifying it. We've got people talking to us saying, hey, listen to Alex. Listen to what Alex is saying. And people coming to us and saying, look, we've got information for you, and here it is. And here's what's taking place. What's taking place is the United States government, the Department of Homeland Security, is turning inward on the American people. They are declaring war on the American people. And that's what it is, Alex. That's exactly what it is. You know, people wonder why. The NDAA was passed. People wonder why, you know, the various executive orders were passed. People wonder why the ammunition was purchased. People have a tendency to look at things in vacuums, but when you start connecting the dots, you can see what's taking place.
Mobile armored pill boxes.
Yes, yes. And you've pointed this out, and you've been at the tip of the spear pointing this out. And I got to tell you, frankly, okay, as an investigator for 27 years, I've had a lot of doubts. I had a lot of doubts about the legitimacy of this information. And I fell for that right-left paradigm, that fictitious right-left paradigm. Now I've seen, look, it's all been a farce. It's first of all, TSA is nothing more than you know, security theater at this point. We are living in an Orwellian dream at this point, and this has nothing to do about security. Everything to do about control of the American populace and conditioning of the American populace. Everything you've been talking about in your program, this is coming to pass.
Well, amazing. And I mean, thank you for supporting the broadcast. I just ran into the information firsthand by going to some drills 15, 16 years ago and then discovered all this. But getting into all of your contacts, because you brought out a lot of amazing information on a routine basis, what are your contacts telling you now about the acceleration of all of this?
I've got one contact in particular that I've been in contact with. I've known since 1979, a good friend of mine. I'll leave it at that. He works very close to he works within the complex of the DHS, under the umbrella of the DHS. Let's put it that way. And he's aware of information that has been developing over the last, we'll say, 2 years, but has been accelerating over the last several months to the extent that what Obama is planning on doing. I mean, Obama can see the writing on the wall. There's dissatisfaction. There's unemployment. There's people that are going hungry in this country. There's civil discord. All of this is taking place. He can see the writing on the wall. It doesn't look good for his election. But these people have no plans on leaving, Alex. And I'm telling you right now, the people who rioted in the 1960s, the Bill Ayers and the Bernardine Dorns, who were actually the protesters in the 60s and early 70s, the Weather Underground, these are the people who Obama has by his side right now. These are the people who are my sources saying, look, what these people are doing, for example, Trayvon Martin, they're using this as a catalyst for racial unrest.
NBC edited the tape to make it sound racist, and the Justice Department got caught with moles fomenting the new Black Panthers in people. I mean, they really are trying to get a race war.
Exactly, they are, and they're working toward that goal, but and they're also looking toward the economic factors, and this is something that's so important that people really need to understand. What's going on in Europe right now, today, is coming to America. We're facing this massive hyperinflation or this massive economic collapse in this country. I mean, your guest, Gerald Celente, right on the money with his information. This is coming to America, and I'll tell you what. DHS knows this. They know that they can't stop this. They know that the dollar is going to collapse. They know that because of this, there's going to be class warfare, and that's the other leg of the table. And so when you have the racial component combined with the economic component, the class warfare, I'm going to tell you, they're expecting riots. They're expecting, not only expecting it, but they're seeding they're actually seeding it. For example, they've got, my source is telling me, according to the information that he's found, for example, Louis Farrakhan and others, now he would not name others, but others are on the payroll of the CIA. this is what my source is saying, allegedly, okay? Allegedly, Farrakhan is on the payroll of the CIA. Why? For what purpose? Well, to enhance and to facilitate the discord, the racial discord in this country. That's what's taking place. But they know they can't stop the collapse of the dollar. Obama, Bernanke working together to tank the dollar, the U.S. dollar, on purpose. I mean, they are destroying this country. And they're not going to leave until they're done. Well, when I say destroying the country, they're fundamentally changing the country, of course, in the words of Obama, changing it to a Marxist society.
Which is destroying the country.
Exactly, exactly. It's just, you know, and my source is telling me this. Look, in 1965, the Watts riots, 34 dead, 1,000 injured. In 68, the 68 riots, I guess we had, close to 100 dead. In the Rodney King riots, we had 53 dead, $1 billion in property damage. The riots that are coming this summer, that are expected this summer, that are going to be enhanced by the actions of the government this summer. And you've pointed a lot of this stuff out. People need to listen to you very carefully because you give a lot of facts out. But it's amazing. Now, they're going to pale in comparison to what's coming this summer if the timetable is correct.
And by the way, we've always heard this in bad economic times, but the murders and the racial attacks and the craziness and people on edge, I'm seeing it everywhere. And I live in the wealthiest per capita city rated by Forbes, Austin. And it's already bad here. I can't imagine Southern California, Michigan, places like that, Florida. I mean, it's going to be a powder keg.
Indeed it is. And that's what they're counting on. And you know, again, this whole thing is coming. It's going to come like a tsunami. It's going to hit us like a ton of bricks. There's a lot of people. You've woken up a lot of people, Alex, and thank you for that. But there are a lot of people who just have no clue, no idea. And one thing my source did tell me that I was very concerned about is the fact that, of course, we all know about the FEMA camps that don't exist. Of course they do. They're disaster relief centers, according to, their names. People, when they get hungry and they're unprepared, they're going to flock to these camps. And in fact, there's a book called How to Kill 11 Million People. It's 67 pages long. I can't remember who wrote it, but the bottom line is this.
Stay there. I want to hear about your source on the FEMA camps. Exactly. They implode society, like the communists always say, by design to then rebuild it. And again, the megabanks want the communism to destroy the republic to then bring in their new system of control. But that's exactly what we're talking about here. And they are really attempting to set this off. We'll get the FEMA camp information from our guest source on the other side. Stay with us. HomelandSecurityUS.com is the website. Northeast Intelligence Network CEO, Doug Hagman. All right, Doug, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but get into the preparations, what your sources are telling you. You were getting into the FEMA camps, which they admit in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act will be the new community. They implode things, pay to ship the jobs overseas, people flood in. Then there's got to be a prison area for troublemakers in the community, protesters and people, and that's the sub-camp areas. So that's how they're going to roll these out. We already see it in California and other areas where they lock the homeless up at night. But let's continue breaking down what your source told you.
Well, according to my source, and he said, look, the DHS brass, they know this is coming. There's no stopping it. And it's going to be a lot easier, if possible, to have these people, have people in general, masses, willingly go to these disaster relief centers for their food. Because you're not going to be able to buy food. You're not going to be able to do any banking. You're not going to be able to. I mean, things are going to be in gridlock. And when people get hungry, they get desperate. So they're going to go do what the government tells them to do. If there's food at these disaster relief centers, great. They're counting on a lot of people to respond appropriately to go to these centers for the food.
And then in phase one, the camps will be our saviors. Phase two, take the politicals. But I'm sorry, please continue.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. And then now you've been running during your program the 1982 documentary with Larry Grathwell saying, well, there's going to be this mass extermination of people. Ultimately, that's their plan. And people are like, you know, this normalcy bias has taken them over. And again, 27 years as an investigator, I'm a hard sell on this kind of stuff. I'm thinking, wait a minute, this can't be happening. But it is happening. Everything you've said is true. What they're saying is, okay, once these people, you know, once we have them separated, and those who don't go, there will be mass arrests. They'll be treated differently if they're taken anywhere at all, if they're not dropped at the end of their driveway. And the bottom line is then they're going to have control of everything. And but here here's the key real quickly. Here's the key. Obama does not want to relinquish power. Valerie Jarrett does not want to relinquish power. Cass Sunstein, all these people, all these unappointed czars don't want to relinquish power at all and don't plan on it. So they're planning on this economic collapse, this racial divide, this economic chaos, panic, riots, and so on and so forth as a pretext to potentially suspend the elections. We've already seen the trial balloon with Governor Susan Perdue, I believe her name is, out of one of the Carolinas, talking about suspending congressional elections. They've had their eye on that. They're looking at that, according to my source, saying, well, what was the reaction? Could this possibly be? Indeed. But this is what they want to do. They want to stay in power one way or another. And Obama knows that his numbers aren't good. Obama knows that satisfaction is bad. But again, one of the thing that my source did say, and he's experienced in profiling, by the way, the forensic profiling, he says, does this look like a man who expects to be going anywhere after this election? Of course not. I mean, look at the lavish vacations that they're taking. Look at the way he's spending money. I mean, $5 trillion he's added to the debt. It's just incredible. So we can see this coming. According to my source, DHS is aware of this and not stopping it. Instead of not stopping it, they're facilitating it.
And by the way, I was told this a year ago by sources, and then now it's been in the news, that they gave them, what, $3 billion of additional funding to set up TSA all over the country from the beta test they had going in 10 states at the time. And now we've confirmed through other sources that these big armored lockers with the riot gear, the weapons, are being delivered, and they're being cashed. I've talked to military. These giant processions of Bradley fighting vehicles, freshly painted and ready for the U.S., are being cached at secondary armories because the system's afraid the public may take the regular armories. I've talked to military that whenever Texas was about to throw the TSA out, which the feds know is their Vanguard takeover arm that will expand out onto the streets, their little administrative tattletale squad, that on top of that, that the military was standing by to invade Texas, and then it came out they were going to have a blockade of the airways. I mean, this is already happening. They're already geared up.
And people don't understand this. You're exactly right. I mean, and then we look at the attempts to control the internet, ACTA, CISPA, you know, SOPA, and so on, PIPA. Look, this is all about control and specific control. And I understand we're up against the
break. Yeah, stay there. Wow.
Sure.
But can we expose this and have them back off is the question. We'll be right back with our guest, Doug Hagmann. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. For now. We're on the air for now. A little piece of me.
A little piece of me.
We die.
We'll die.
For the system.
A miracle, for this is not America.
We're going to be taking your phone calls for Doug Hagmann, director of the Northeast Intelligence Network. And look, all I know is I've studied history, and this is repeating itself, and government doesn't care anymore. Government doesn't care if Corzine steals billions before anybody would have gotten in trouble. They don't care if hand grenades get shipped to Mexico and they get caught. Nobody gets in trouble. They don't care on any fronts anymore. And they come out and go, yeah, we're torturing people. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you. The CIA director comes out and says, yeah, we're listening to everybody without warrants. Folks, it's illegal for the CIA to even operate domestically, much less be saying, yeah, we spy on you at a public tech conference and laughing about it and saying all your appliances, you're paying for new tech in them to track you and the smart meters. Ha ha. You know, 5 years ago, the smart meters won't control your house. Oh, yeah, we're going to control your temperature and it spies on you. Now, shut up. This is an attempt, like a pimp breaks a young prostitute, to literally break our will. I don't think it's working. In fact, I know it's not. I mean, the previous record was like 2 million guns sold in 1 month. What was that, 3.5 years ago when Obama was first getting in? Now I've saw a number of 5 million in 1 month. Three of the major manufacturers have said we can't sell guns, one for 6 months, one for a year. They're that back-ordered. I mean, all of this is going on. Most of the military I talk to are awake. A lot of the police, and that's what's happening. Because people, before me, I don't need any thanks, as Doug's thanking me. Others saw this from the inside and talked about it. I mean, I heard people 20 years ago when I was first waking up saying there's plans to bring in foreign troops. And I'm like, Admiral Yamamoto said that there'd be somebody with a rifle behind every blade of grass. The Japanese knew that, but not if it's posing as our own government and responding to a stage crisis like economic or nuclear or biological. And then there's all these White House memos by Shapiro and others saying, Mr. President, a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 will help us take over. And then other memos that even Glenn Beck covered, and by the way, that's what got him fired, was when he said they're planning and pointed at Obama a new Oklahoma City. Fox is like, Beck, you're off the air. That's it. Get out of here. And I had that from Fox sources. Boy, that caused a big furor when I had those sources. And now I don't have one of those sources. I have some other sources, though. The point is that there is an attempt. They're thinking about doing this, but it's a catch-22. If we expose them, they get scared because they're criminals and want to carry it out. But if we don't expose them, they go ahead and do it. So then why do we expose it? Because at least people are awake. At least we know they're coming to our house. And I mean that literally and figuratively. They would like to have this implosion. They would like to have this race war. But the Trayvon Martin thing didn't go the way they wanted. I think they're going with a model they use in the Soviet Union and other areas. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. Now, if they launch a war, people tend to get patriotic and think that a war is patriotic and get behind that and kind of shut up and go along with it. But the plans to go around and arrest political dissidents and people that they think are leaders across the political spectrum, that is going to result in massive resistance. And again, I'm not some macho guy that's like, let's just have a war with the military and police. I know, by the way, they're going to lose that war, but they're meant to, you see. And then I see NLE09, all these Washington Post and admitting, oh, foreign troops are going to help fight American terrorists and uprisings. That's now in hundreds of publications. So it's gone from being a secret program and training videos we got from Cooperative Nugget in 93, 95, 96, and urban warfare drills I went to after that, and generals announcing you're the forces of the New World Order and training in mock U.S. towns. I had to go see this myself and went, and in some cases had to infiltrate. You know, I'm not going to get into all of it, but, well, you've seen the footage. The point is to show you this information. So I knew there was a program under Clinton to do this, but now it is going into an operational phase, is my point. And I know I'm ranting, Doug. We've got time. I'll keep a little bit in the next hour because I'm taken away from it here. But please don't thank me anymore. Just break down what your intel is, how all these dots connect. And then I'm going to give the number out, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Give us more of what your sources. I know you have a lot of them. What else they're telling you on multi-fronts. But you were getting into how they plan to roll this out. What about that question? Will we be able, if we expose this enough, to cause them to not be able to implement this?
Great question. That's the only reason my source came to me with this information and said, look, get the word out there, because if we don't if we don't do anything, then it's almost a done deal. But if we can start talking about it, start exposing it, perhaps they will take a step backward. And what we talked about, and this is extremely important, what my source made sure that he wanted me to mention this. Alex, you recall the Thanksgiving 2010 and 2009 when the TSA stood down with the body scanners because of the opt-out day, the protest.
November 2010, yes, sir.
Okay, now, they looked at that, and that bothered them tremendously. There were multiple meetings about this, and I'm telling you, your program caused, and your exposure caused them to step back and do this.
And Drudge, too.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. This the whole TSA security theater, and this is what people need to understand. If the average American will put up with being sexually groped and nuked at an airport, or just to travel, or go into a mall or a stadium, or just to fly, they'll accept almost anything. That is their mindset. And that's why that had such an adverse effect on them, and sort of sent them back in time. They didn't expect the reaction. They expected everyone to be grope-a-dopes. To this point now that it's again, the conditioning has made everyone grope-a-dopes. And according to my source, they're saying, okay, now that we got people back in line and people back accepting the fact that they've got to be sexually molested, now we can go forward. Okay, now, so again, if everyone stood up and said, no, we're not going to submit, we're not going to comply, that would certainly set their timetable back. But that was one particular point in time when the DHS brass, Pistoli in particular, being the head of the TSA, was absolutely outraged, according to the information we have. And this came from someone who was very close to Pistoli at the time.
If you'll let somebody grab your wife's breast and your genitals and molest your children and laugh at you and pull them aside while they cry, which I've seen it myself, they get off on it. If you'll put up with that, you'll let them come to your house and search and set up a checkpoint and take you away. And that's what this is prisoner training.
Exactly. Yeah, all of this has nothing to do with security. Or it's all about conditioning. It's all about getting people comfortable with seeing the as you point out, the troops in the streets with the black masks and the paramilitary rifles and gear and what have you. Look, none of this is law enforcement. It's paramilitary, and we are supposed to be what my source is saying. They are doing this in incremental stages in order for us to be conditioned to see this across the country.
Well, that's the thing. You can see the rollout. You know it's a PR campaign. And for somebody who's watching and knows, it's ridiculous, and it's 100% being done in a wicked, evil fashion. I mean, this is a premeditated, total, soft martial law rollout.
Exactly. Now, I want to say one thing. You mentioned something about Trayvon Martin. According to my source, that Trayvon Martin case, there was a lot of exculpatory evidence that was omitted from the affidavits. The affidavit was written in a passive voice. There were a lot of problems. There's overcharging there. There's potential prosecutorial misconduct by Angela Corey, alleged with respect to suborning perjury and what have you, and this is done by the good graces and with the approval with the approval of Eric Holder. I mean, she's taken her marching orders directly from Eric Holder. So the outcome of whether it's an acquittal of Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case or there's something lesser. I mean, they overcharged Zimmerman and they were told to do that, basically attempting to throw the verdict to assure the outrage when Zimmerman walks and they expect him to walk. I'm not sure if I made that point clear or not.
And then they can control the trial so they can trigger that when they want as the pretext for the race riots.
Exactly. You got it right on the money. And that's what my source is telling me. And he said, look, don't underestimate the outcome, either way, of the Zimmerman situation. Now, it's my understanding, too, and I just got this yesterday, that the family of Zimmerman, there's some things going on in the background with this. I don't know if his family's been threatened. I mean, obviously, you know, they've been threatened, but in terms of, you know, no matter what happens, you just keep your mouth shut, to the family, that is. So there's something not right there, okay? That's that. I'm just trying to think here. I lost my train of thought, but you get where we're going with this. I mean, it's a three-legged stool, and in the middle of this is this, and the other thing too, Alex, is everyone knows, and it's 535 congressmen and senators. You know, they ceded power to 13 people. Why did they do that? You know, why are more people saying, hey, wait a minute, this is unconstitutional? We heard Judge Napolitano talk about this, but the very people who are affected by it aren't talking. What's going on with that? Well, according to my source, look, there are active threats everywhere. And my source told me this, remember the FBI files from the Clinton years? What do you think was in those? I mean, there was a lot of information, and just the files that we know about, there was more files taken by the Clintons. The Clintons, by the way, have never ceded power in Washington. They are still in power. To this day, they're still in power and still calling the shots. But they're part of the globalist oligarchy that are behind the puppet master. And Obama, and everyone knows Obama, by the way, is illegitimate. He is not constitutionally eligible. And people try to trivialize that. Well, they shouldn't, because it's not really about a piece of paper, about a birth certificate. It's about allegiance. Who is this guy?
Well, let me expand on that. We've got the super committee you're talking about. Yes. With 12 members of Congress and the president. You've got the president saying, I've got the UN to launch war. You've got the Joint Chiefs of Staff telling Congress, when they're questioned, that no, we take our orders from the UN now. Unbelievable treason with a capital T. I mean, it isn't even a strong enough word. It's so naked. We've got governor's councils running things. We've got rural councils. We're going to ban kids doing chores. I mean, they are moving on every front in an attempt to overwhelm people. What are your other sources saying? What else should we be looking at? I mean, why is Congress just handing everything over and letting the military come in and really act like Eddie Haskell's and be very arrogant towards them?
Well, look, I do know that there are a lot of Congress people, according to my sources, who have got a lot of skeletons in the closet. And now they're pretty big skeletons, too. OK, and of course, they know that if they go against the grain as well of the so-called establishment party or their, their higher ups, of course, there's going to be trouble. But the fact of the matter is, the reason they're making the decisions that they have been making is because they've been flat out threatened. I mean, it's one thing to be threatened with, hey, you're not going to get reelected next time, but it's another thing to be threatened, hey, you know, we know about your wife, we know about your children, we know this, we know that. And that's the kind of, that's the field in which we are playing, according to the sources I've got. And one thing, too, that ties into what you were talking about that military directive, and you were named by name, according to my source, for bringing this out, but there are certain aspects of this, the Social Security aspect of this military directive. This directive is a nightmare, according to my source, a nightmare that this thing ever got out, written in 2010, and all of a sudden now, bam, it's out. A nightmare. And of course,
and you're talking about this, the re-education camps for American document.
Yeah, FM 339-40 or 339.40. The document you were talking about earlier. It is meant for American citizens, obviously. Page 168 of this, again.
And he's saying they're pretty freaked out that that's out?
Yeah, and yes, absolutely. And look, it came out on your program, mentioned you by name. And how that came about was I had a conversation yesterday evening and said, I'm scheduled to be on with you today. And, oh, you know, hey, well, guess what? I mean, this guy freaked a lot of people out here at the high levels of government.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think I'm still alive and they haven't killed me or set me up? I mean, they've tried a few times and threatened me, but why do you think I'm still alive? I mean, for the reason Jim Garrison said that once you're public enough, they think it'll actually draw too much attention if they kill me or set me up?
Exactly. I believe you are still alive only because of your of the level of your exposure. And truly, that's what I believe. I mean, I think if you suddenly died, if you got Breitbarted tomorrow, there would be such an outcry from the people who follow you, who understand what you're all about, that they don't want to drag more attention to themselves at all. And I think, you know what, Alex? I think there's an element of spirituality here too. Look, we're fighting pure evil here, pure evil. So I do think that God is on your side as well. But that's just my opinion.
Oh, I know that, and that's why I don't have any fear. And but it's also, again, 50 years ago, people from inside government came out and said all this was coming, and they got killed, they got in prison, because the system wanted to contain it. The info's right out now, and they just want to assassinate my character for my idiosyncrasies and things, and so they want to try to do that. If they kill me, it will martyr me. But why did they do Breitbart then? Well, our intel was that they didn't release what was really going to be released, obviously, from threats and things. He was saying it's Weather Underman, it's meetings with communists. It's basically the re-education camp info is what I'm being told, in similar areas. But he had witnesses. He'd had dinner with the head of the Weathermen a month before he died. And so that's when they kill you. If you've got film of Obama, you know, in bed with a goat or whatever. I'm not saying I really have that, folks. That's a joke. That's when they send a hit team to kill you. But if you're just somebody up there generally talking about the info, they just try to assassinate your name.
And that's been happening so much lately to a lot of people, a lot of great people. I've been marginalized by, and you're correct. I mean, under Cass Sunstein and others, there are people who do nothing, and this is verified by my source. They are paid to sit at computers all day long and use screen name, anonymous names, and go in and cause trouble, foment insurrection in forums and political forums on both sides of the aisle, and just disrupt everything, hijack what they call hijacking threads. This is what they do, and especially attacking the character, maligning the character of people like yourself. I mean, it's incredible that we've actually have in this government disinformation agents that are actually being paid to sit at home, you know, in their jammies on the internet, doing this.
And by the way, as you mentioned, that's declassified. That's in the news, and they've even got sophisticated megaphone robots, is what they call them, programs that go out and pose as people. We'll be right back with our guest. Hope you can stay a little bit in the next hour. Can you do that, Doug?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic, because I want to get to all these callers. We're coming to your calls next, and more of what his source has told him. I'm going to try to shut up and let him go through the rest of that list he's going over. Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. Doug Hagman, director of the Northeast Intelligence Network, is our guest. Has a lot of amazing sources out there. You can find out more on his website. And in fact, give us your website one more time, and then I want to ask you any other tidbits that particular source gave you, other points you'd like to make before we start going to some of these phone calls.
Sure. Our website is homelandsecurityus.com. That's homelandsecurityus.com, not affiliated with any government agency, completely independent. And in terms of other information about from my source, of course, you know, he's hoping that none of this stuff happens, flat out saying, look, I got a family. I hope none of this happens. I hope I'm wrong, but I want to tell you that it looks like everything right now is pointing toward this taking place this summer leading up to the elections. And he said, if for some reason we're able to get through this summer without any trouble whatsoever, and if we have elections, this is not a guy subject to hyperbole, you know, by using that kind of language, but if we have elections, he said, watch very carefully between the time of election day and inauguration day. Watch that time period. Watch for false flag operations. The White House being shot at, that was a false flag operation. That was a trial balloon, he said. And this source, this is amazing to me. I had to double check this, and he confirmed it again. He says, look, there's something in the works. I'm not sure what it is. This is him talking, not me. He said, I'm not sure what it is. There's something in the works that there is going to be a false flag against either the First Family, the First Lady, or the President himself. And this is going to facilitate that and foment that racial divide and also garner sympathy for the President. And I find that very hard to believe. Of course, he said this. He said, obviously, there are no plans for anyone to be hurt. But it's certainly going to appear to be.
Remember
a
decade ago, whenever the Taiwanese president was about to be thrown out, so he staged a shooting of himself, and then it came out. I mean, it's so obvious they want to make themselves heroes.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, Alex, I got a book, and I got to tell you this. I'm into old books. This book is a 1970 edition, Communism and the New Left. I picked this up on the Enronix in an old bookstore. This is their playbook. This is their playbook. This is what they're attempting to do. Everything that we're seeing happen today was done in the 60s. And it's the same people, except now they're in leadership positions as opposed to being in the protesting positions. It's incredible.
Well, that's why we play that, you know, those clips talking about the weathermen wanting to kill 25 million Americans in the camps. So I guess they want to put like 50 million in there. And these people are running our government now, and they want to kill people. These are dirty, murdering scum. I mean, they're just filth.
And if they don't kill you, then they're going to have you building the bridges, filling in the potholes in the roads, and working for them. I mean, look at
the mayor of Chicago. He said on C-SPAN when he was White House chief of staff, he said, we're going to make everybody serve people in high school in this new FEMA Corps thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and just a couple more things here. He said, whether or not the Supreme, regardless of how the Supreme Court rules, expect that Obamacare is going to go on, is going to be, I'm not sure of his exact wording here. It's going to go through. I mean, they're going to do Obamacare in one way, shape, or form.
Well, he's already started saying he doesn't care what the Supreme Court says.
Right. Now, he did say this, according to what he heard, that one or two of the Supreme Court justices should be a little bit worried, depending on how that decision goes. And that sounds pretty, you know, Orwellian. But hey, I'm just telling you what I was told. And one last thing. I'm a contributing editor for CanadaFreePress.com. Judy McLeod, the founding editor, has some amazing contacts. She said, look, this is the first time she's ever heard.
Stay there. We got to come back in the third hour. Phone calls.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Doug Hagmann is our guest. He is the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network. Has a lot of contacts in the FBI, CIA, intelligence. And I've been listening to him for years when he's on other radio shows and following his information. A lot of it has really turned out to be incredibly accurate, and the rest of it is coming true. I wish that wasn't the case, but knowing is half the battle, as they say in G.I. Joe, and knowing what we're facing, getting out of denial, gives us a chance to beat this. Look, I wouldn't be risking my life if I didn't think we could beat these people. Even if I end up getting killed or put in prison, you got to say no to this type of tyranny. My children have no future, and I can't just give in to fear, even, you know, on threats to them. I just have to commit to this. Because these people are crooks. They're nasty crooks. And our forebears stood up to these type of people, and we've got to do the same. Look, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. Well, most of them do. But I want to come back and get into the other point that your sources and that writer that you were just mentioning was telling you. But let's start going to calls now and then get into the other points your sources have told you before you leave us at the bottom of the hour. And then I'll get into other news after that, folks. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to know what you guys think, you know, the average American voter, what we're going to get off of this election, because, you know, you see the left-right thing is fake. And, you know, pretty much if they don't give Ron Paul a chance, like, I think we should just take pretty much everybody who's in the House now who's not acting responsibly, we should take those guys to court.
Well, there are, I mean, look at Lugar losing in the primary, big establishment guy. There is a surge of patriot Ron Paul Tea Party types, the original Tea Party, who are winning elections at every level. So that's why the globalists want to accelerate their takeover, because as they said, they're worried about the counter-revolution, those of us that still want to have a free country. We are seen as the enemy, the extremists, the bad guys. Doug, your comments.
I totally agree. I mean, look, the right-left paradigm, as you've pointed out many, many times, that's over. It's done. There's a continuity of agenda at play here. Our only hope is someone who will uphold the Constitution, get back to the Constitution, and who might that be? Well, we've got Ron Paul.
Well, you've got all these crooks in government who are connected to each other. If we can just start getting that information out, that's why they're arresting whistleblowers, and start indicting and imprisoning them, they'll all run like a bunch of rats leaving a sinking ship. Because when the corruption's this bad, you're able sometimes to just flip the switch and it starts collapsing even faster. But instead, they just want to take over.
Yeah, indeed. No, you're exactly right. I mean, they act like cockroaches, I mean, in that case. And that's a pretty apt description, in my opinion.
Well, they're able to operate because of all these good men and women and private society, citizens, police, military, who are compartmentalized and don't know the big picture. Doesn't make sense to them, but they still follow orders. But once we expose what's happening behind the curtain, then people go, oh, that makes sense, and then it loses its power. I mean, look, I'm not trying to put a good face on this because this situation's dire, Doug, but I'm seeing an explosive awakening. What are you saying?
Oh, the same thing, but I'm also seeing, there's still people that will just subject themselves to this unconstitutional search and seizure at the airports. This, you know, they're grope of dopes. They're, hey, everything's fine. This is necessary to keep us safe. There's still too many of those people. There's still too many of the people who believe in the theater that's being that we're being treated to. We've got to convince the people that this is not right, and not only convince them and educate them, but help them act, stand together. Look, we all have to. You know, I use the example like this: one person at an airport says, "No, I'm not gonna subject myself to this. They're gonna get arrested." Half a dozen, it's going to become a news report. You get everyone, what are they going to do? They're going to back
down. It was the opt-out. They knew people were going to say no that day. They didn't want to give us a chance to have a victory together because that would have built our confidence. So for a week, they stood down, showing they're powerless and that the terror threat was manufactured in that case. We'll be right back. I want to expound on that and then take calls.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are taking your phone calls here for Doug Hagman. He's the director of the Northeast Intelligence Network, with just sources all over the place in law enforcement and intelligence. Broken a lot of big news stories over there on their end. And he was just telling us last hour that one of his federal sources said it is a three-alarm fire. They're freaking out over the re-education camp documents that we now have. The Army has responded and says, yes, it's real, and it's classified, and it should not be in the public domain, and that is all. And how they're going to process you with your Social Security number and take the political dissidents and lock your butt up. I mean, this is the confession of an illegal, illegitimate criminal group running the government. I wonder who leaked this, Doug, and then we're going to go back to phone calls. Because I could, you know, one level, I think they put it out to scare people. But on another level, they don't want people waking up. I mean, just like Obama said he didn't want the NDAA, but then he signed it, and then it turned out he had demanded the secret arrest provision. These are big wake-up calls for people.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I don't know who leaked that document, but I don't believe it was intended to be leaked, just simply because, for example, on page 168, it gets into the vetting of religious leaders. I mean, this is some incendiary type language.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. It talks about fighting militias. Say that again, yeah, though. Vetting the religious leaders, which is the clergy response team.
Yeah, in fact, my son had gone through this document with a fine-tooth comb, spent actually two nights going through this, and page 168, it talks about religious discussion groups will be offered to detainees as programs to educate them on specific aspects of their religion, to moderate them and to take the edge off of them.
Yeah, that's Romans 13, which they admit the feds
exactly.
use. They say, it's of the Lord, take the shot, let us take your kids, it's of the Lord.
That's right. And they did not want this information out there. I mean, again, you know, by you breaking this, and I believe you did break this, okay? I mean, there were a lot of people. The pucker factor, as my source calls it, was incredible to think that this was actually leaked. And I'd be surprised, by the way, if you get a call back from that from the spokesperson. But that's just, you know, it's great that you did that. But no, I mean, this was not supposed to be leaked out. And
let me ask you this question, yeah. then. What what do you think the military is saying about this document? I mean, I know they've called in and said they're very angry. Police have called in. I mean, I've noticed that the media, here's my main question. Why is the mainstream corporate dinosaur media will normally make fun of something I say, but then admit it's real. I've noticed complete silence on this. It is deafening, and it's really showing me just how many even alternative groups out there are controlled. The fact this is real, it's admitted it's real, and no one wants to touch it.
Well, simply because it's indefensible. How can one defend against this document? There's just no way to coherently engage in any type of coherent or legitimate defense. So why not just forget about it? Why not pretend it doesn't exist? The American people have a great way of just forgetting about everything. As long as, you know, American Idol is on or whatever show, you know, of the night is on, we can forget about this. You know, and of course now, you know, with that underwear thing, that brand new underwear scare that we got, well, you know, that gives us something different to talk about. That legitimizes the TSA, takes the attention off of this, or it'll be something else. But again, I got to tell you, this document was not supposed to be leaked.
Well, we need to force it out into the media. And now that the Army's responded and admitted and has said, yes, it's real, we have got to get people discussing this everywhere. This is a big issue.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Gonzalo in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Just like to say, you really make me laugh a lot, Jones, when you do your impersonations. It's really hilarious when it comes down to all this serious type things. And DHS has been rolling around my city in their little white SUVs, thinking they're all bad with the little triangles on it and stuff, you know. And I just, once they bring their checkpoints down here, to me it's on. That's when it's on. When they start groping people, like just all in the cities, and I know they're doing it already in other states, but to me that's when it's on. And people out here are so brainwashed, they won't even save water. I tell them to, you know, they can't afford to stock up on anything. Stock up on water, and they still won't even do that. And it just really makes me sad.
Well, you've got a lot of the public scientifically mesmerized and drugged out of their minds, and I really feel sorry for them as this collapse accelerates. But I appreciate your call. Yeah, what about federal police? And then TSA aren't even police. They're not trained. They're not sworn. But they can come to a town like in New Mexico and say, grope everyone at the prom. We order you to. Out of their jurisdiction, not even real police. Violating the Fourth Amendment, it's martial law. It's what it is.
The TSA workers are not, as you point out, they're not commissioned law enforcement officers. In every state, there are programs that you must take to become municipal police officers. State police is a little bit different. These TSA workers, number one, have not gone through the proper background checks. I think you pointed that out.
Now they're admitting some don't even get them now because it's right. Not getting the scum they want.
Well, that's true. And some of this is supposed to have been the background given to third-party companies like our company. We do background checks for Fortune 100 companies. Okay, that's not happening. It's not happening with these people. But Alex, if you can indulge me for a minute, one thing I did want to get to about this when I was talking about Gina McLeod and Canada Free Press, she had given me some information that dovetailed with some information that my source gave me concerning Fast and Furious, that being a potential problem for this administration. According to the information we have, Attorney General Eric Holder is not going to have any problems whatsoever from Daryl Issa and others, because remember, Holder was the key figure who vetted the Clinton administration's pardons. Remember that 180-minute, last-minute pardons back in January 2001? The beneficiaries of whom included former Weather Underground members Susan Rosenberg and Linda Evans, for example. There's debts owed that are not going to be paid, or that must be paid. Holder holds some chips, if you will, and as a result of that, ICE is not going to take him out. Okay, because I wanted to make sure I got that in there. Sorry if I got you off track.
No, we ran into a break last hour. I'm glad you remembered that. In fact, I want to go back to calls now, but what are some of the other things your sources are telling you that are important?
Well, just watch what Europe is doing. And he said this, too. Again, the initial conversation was on April 25th, I believe. Watch what Europe is doing. When you start seeing Europe crumble, or the economically crumble, that is, you can start counting down. You've got some, you know, you've really only got weeks, maybe months. Until it hits here. Watch very carefully what China does if once they start calling in their debt, if they do. As far as military is concerned, this comes from a different source. There are Spetsnaz in this country. Now, we've always had mutual aid or cross-training of various foreign troops. That's always been there. And, of course, you know, the rebuttal to foreign troops in this country by the you know, neocons, if you will, or the people that say it's normal. It's normal for this. No, we're talking about Spetsnaz troops specially trained in detention and torture. I've gotten reports as well, Alex, about people, about our military in Afghanistan. They are being trained in detention as opposed to combat. Now, who are they detaining? Certainly, they're not detaining. You know, it's a catch and release status over in Afghanistan. But according to the information we have, this the training for detention is to be used here in this country, and our troops are being desensitized.
Well, that's what the document states. I mean, I've read public army documents where they say all these wars are laboratories that they can then deploy domestically. It's just total treason. Brian in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up. I've read reports about Russian troops actually exercising in Colorado at the end of this month.
No, that's mainstream news. That's in CBS News, and people still don't believe it's real because, that's not possible.
Right, and that dovetails obviously then with a nice NATO meeting that's going on in Chicago, and don't forget the G8 being in their hardened bunker there at the Camp David. You know, it would be interesting to see maybe if some of those troops actually got left here, you know, and that dovetails maybe with Joel Skousen's prediction that, you know, Russia and China and the sneak attack that's predicting for the United States.
Sure, he's predicting that down the road, though. But, I mean, expanding on that, they use G20, they use NATO, any meeting to say no protests in the city, no being out, arrest whoever you want, loudspeakers, black tanks, police with military. These are all little martial law training events, and they admit that's what they are. Doug, your comments on that?
Well, you're 100% right. Just connect the dots. And that's what I've been told. Look, everything that this guy has done, meaning Barack Hussein Obama, everything he's done, and also Bush as well, and Clinton before him, start connecting the dots. They're all globalists. This is one big continuity of agenda program here. And, you know, if you think that it's anything different, you're crazy. But you can see the acceleration happening right now. You can, since the beginning of the year, you've got, you know, like you said, like we said, the NDAA, the various other executive orders, all of these things taking place, and things are accelerating at such a pace that you can barely keep up with
when
them.
They emerge and admit everything we've talked about is true, but say it's good for us, that means they're getting ready to use it. They don't uncloak until they fire. To use
Indeed.
A cheesy Star Trek analogy, when do the Klingons uncloak? They've got to uncloak to fire. And just like a submarine has to service to launch its Polaris missiles or whatever, they're uncloaking because they're like, oh, there are troops and checkpoints and secret arrest. It's good. Don't run. We are your friends. So the military sees that and thinks, well, it must be okay. They're being public. We've got something pretty important coming up in the next segment. I'll just leave it at that for you. Right now, let's keep going to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California, listening on 1340 AM KOMY. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I'll try to be as succinct as possible. Now, I've been going door-to-door volunteer out here in Santa Cruz for Ron Paul campaign 2012. And what I've that supported me to be able to get exposed to a cross-section. Now, some of these Obama supporters believe in his rhetoric and so much that it seems like they would be really for that civilian army that he wants. Now, when you guys were talking a little earlier, I made a correlation between the Trayvon Martin case and how they showed pictures of him when he was younger that were released in the press, and our boy wonder president, a false flag attack on him. Do you see a correlation being set up in the collective mind here for a sympathy if there's a false flag on the president for a movement to move towards that civilian army, even people volunteering for that against the constitutional patriot movement on the grassroots level? What do you think?
All right, let me get a comment from Doug Hagman on that. Doug?
Well, no, exactly right. The media is in it. They're facilitating this. They're working for Obama. The media is working for Obama in this case, in particular, with respect to the racial division. As a matter of fact, according to the information I received recently, there were high level meetings that took place between some of Obama's czars and heads of what the five or six media conglomerates. Okay, they're planning this out, and it's everything is being staged. I was told, don't believe anything that you even see on the news, or don't believe what you see. I mean, it's again because it's all being staged.
Thank you, caller. Good points. Let's talk to Josh in California. Moving quickly, Josh, welcome.
How you doing? I have a couple of questions for you and Doug real quick, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, my first question is, recently I turned somebody on to you, and they stopped listening to you already, and it's only been a few weeks, and I asked them why they stopped listening to you, and they told me that they read an article on the interweb. Oh, the evil interweb. They said that you give us information about the New World Order and all the stuff that's going on, but you don't give us any solutions.
Well, that's not true, sir. I mean, again, these are the classic things. We're getting grassroots people involved, people running. We're calling for people to be prosecuted for Fast and Furious. We're calling to get the word out about this stuff so that they can't implement it, so there's debates in the military and police. I mean, talking about this, exposing it. There's a reason they're going after whistleblowers and people. So that's great. I mean, let people not listen to this show. There's other ones. It's not about me. It's about the information. It's not even about who breaks something first or who covers something. People always think, too, just because we're covering something that they might have seen somewhere else, that means that, you know, we didn't give them credit. It's all about territory and who's good and who isn't. Look, folks, it doesn't matter who Alex Jones is. This New World Order is real. We need to deal with it and not just spend all day critiquing what I'm doing. Lord knows I could do a better radio show, but nobody's perfect. But it isn't about Alex Jones. It isn't about Doug Hagman. It's about what's happening in our society. Doug, comments on that?
Yeah, everyone wants to be so territorial, and of course the divisiveness in this is incredible, but it's planned. I mean, part of this is planned as well. You've got the people, the infiltrators out there, whether it's the Tea Party movement or the Occupy movement or whatever, they're going to go in there and they're going to cast blame and divisiveness and all of this. It's all part of the plan. The other people who complain are just complainers, and if somebody doesn't do it for them, well, then it doesn't get done. I mean, it's simple as that. But look.
Yeah, I mean, we're just breaking news and stuff here, and people say, well, where's the solution? All we do is say, yep, in the Fed, restore the Republic, cut taxes, don't pay $20 billion to ship General Motors overseas. All we're talking, I'm exposing that these power companies, are using Obama to shut down their competition. Knowledge is the power, the awareness of the crime. But I'm supposed to wave a magic wand. In fact, I've got one around here. I'm supposed to wave one here, Doug, and then everything is okay. Doug, thank you so much for spending time with us. I know you'll be back again soon. Thank you for your great analysis, and contact us anytime when you've got new breaking info.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
That was an amazing hour and a half. More calls coming up. By the way, we're taking action against Bilderberg. Oh, yeah.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, every 4 years, the globalists and their top confab, the Bilderberg Group, meet in North America, either in Canada or on the East Coast of the United States. 4 years ago, when Obama was coronated supreme ruler, before the public was told about it, he and Hillary went in there and she stepped down there at that meeting, and they thought that Obama could sell fraud and fake hope and change better than her. We covered it. The national media refused to come. While it was the top story, no one knew where Hillary and Obama had gone for the day, an entire day. Well, I was there covering it. So another illustration of how the mainstream media won't do their job, just like they wouldn't do their job with Bohemian Grove. So I had to infiltrate it. Tried to infiltrate a year and a half ago as well, barely escaped, and the History Channel camera crew got arrested. But that's another issue. So we're taking action with solutions, exposing these people. And a big solution is to have Occupy Bilderberg that I called for it a few weeks ago. It's been picked up by a lot of other groups in media, major steam building. I'm going to be there the 31st of this month through the 3rd, May 31st to June 3rd, while they're meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Westfields Marriott. Now, a little bird told me the name of one of the main bookings for the conference. They do it under nom de plumes or under a pseudonym, under another name. And so we're going to call them right now. Let's call the front desk there. You're on air. And I'm going to tell them I'd like to come interview someone at the conference. We'll see how this goes here.
Thank you for calling Westfields Marriott. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? This is Alex Jones here, and I would like to be able to know what I need to do there on the 1st of next month to visit with the people at the Palm Tree Conference.
I'm sorry?
The Palm Tree Conference. You do have that book there. I mean, I have the right hotel, or is it the other Marriott?
We do have a Palm Court restaurant.
No, I'm talking about the Palm Tree Conference. You don't have a block of rooms booked in on the 31st through the 3rd?
Not that I'm aware of. I have not heard of that. I know we have the Palm Tree restaurant. I'm sorry, the Palm Court restaurant.
Yes, but can you check, I mean, to make sure that I've got the right hotel, Palm Tree Conference? That's what the hotel's booked for, right? Just check, because the whole hotel that I'm going to go to is booked out for those 3 days.
Okay. You should have been sent an invitation with the address for the conference.
Yeah, no, I was sent the invitation. It's got the B on it. You talking about that invitation?
I don't work for the conference that you're attending, so I don't know what they send out. Normally when we have conferences,
I just want to make sure I have the right conference. What conference do you have booked there, the 31st through the 3rd?
Of which month?
The 31st of this month, May to June 3rd. May 31st to June 3rd.
Just a moment.
Anyways. I always see comments on YouTube like, this isn't real. He doesn't really call the FBI. Jones, all the callers are fake. The whole show's fake. Maybe the only thing real is this show. Maybe I'm in an alternate dimension. Da 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 da. Hey, this is better music today. Yeah. Ooh, hey, you're all groovy. I think I'm at Louie's cafeteria here in this. Take the Luann platter, please. Bobby, listen here. Now I'm doing King of the Hill imitations. By the way, I've talked to Mike Judge. He is a listener. He's so busy with the new Beavis and Butthead, though, that he said he'll come on soon. In fact, that was months ago. I need to call him. Not name-dropping. I'm reminding myself on air, memo, to get Mike Judge on, because I start thinking about doing Mike Judge imitations. Yeah, yeah. I want to attend the conference. Yeah. I want to talk to David Rockefeller. Yeah. Hey. Huh, look, Beavis. He's got a diaper. Hey, Mr. Rockefeller. No, I'm not doing very good Mike Judge imitations. I can do them better when I'm not trying on air. Oh, boy. This is fun. Elevator music brought to you by the Westfields Marriott, site of the 2012 Bilderberg Group meeting.
Da, 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 da. It's
totally... Managers are in meetings, but looking at our system, we have the SRA conference.
The SRA conference?
Correct.
No, that's not it. That's all you have is the SRA conference.
And then we have three weddings.
During those 3 days?
I don't know how long they're here for.
Okay, well, then I must have the wrong one. I've got to probably call you back, ma'am. Let me just ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is the hotel, because the one I'm going to, they told me that they booked the whole thing, the 31st of this month to the 3rd of next month. Are you booked up then?
We do have rooms to sell during some of those days.
Say that again?
We do have rooms for sale over some of those dates.
But I called there last week, and they said that it was completely booked on those days, the 31st through the 3rd.
We could have had some cancellations.
No, ma'am, they were telling me the entire, okay, I want to book one for June 1st there at the Westfields Marriott.
Okay, let me transfer you to reservations, and they can assist you with that. Just a moment.
Okay. By the way, folks, we've called 5 times, and they won't let us book during that day. They'll let us book the day before. I see. Well, we're just doing this on air.
Ensure high quality service. Your
I am just making sure.
Please see our privacy statement at Marriott.com to understand how we use and protect information.
Anyways, we're just making sure Bilderberg is there.
We invite you to remain.
But it's already on to occupy it. That is, cover it peacefully and demand media attention. Demand the corporate prostitute media cover it.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Marriott Westfields, Washington Dulles. My name is Chris. How can I help you?
Hey, yes, I'd like to book a room there June 1st, please.
Thank you. Just for the one night, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you coming in for an event or just coming in to visit?
What, the SRA conference or the Palm Tree conference?
One moment.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Hey, Marge, can you bring me a cup of coffee? Thanks. I'm Ralph Cramden.
Sounds like him.
I do sound like him? How are you doing? How are you doing today, ma'am?
Just a minute.
How's the weather in your area?
Yeah, it's getting there. Good. Just want to check your... one moment, please.
Thank you.
Have you registered for this Palm Tree conference, sir, or...
Oh, it's Plum Tree or is it Palm Tree?
Palm Tree. Palm Tree.
Oh, you do find a Palm Tree conference there?
Yeah, there is, but it's rooming list only, which leads me to believe there's some sort of pre-registration, and then they have your name, and then they make the reservation for you.
Oh, yes, but, yes, David Rockefeller.
No, but you, just a minute.
Hey, can you check and see if my name's there?
I will.
La da da da. Oh, I'm sorry. Guys, turn that music off. I enjoy it too much. I'm over here at the office. I shouldn't be doing this on my lunch break, but you know, you got to book these vacations sometimes. I heard they got a good golf course nearby.
They do. 1st of June. One moment. I don't have your name yet. The block of rooms does not close until, does not shut down until the 11th, which is 2 days from now, and that's when the name should be coming in.
Okay, now, okay. Yeah. Okay, can I separately book a room there, or is
certainly.
The...
No, you could do that.
Okay, so the hotel is not booked up for those days?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it is. So I just checked that.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, there are 6 Marriotts in the area. The closest one with availability is the Fairfax Fair Oaks, 6 miles east, or the Washington Dulles.
Hold on, ma'am. I've actually got... I'm booking it for him, but I've got David Rockefeller here right with me. Can I just put him on the phone with you so he can do it?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Dave, come on over here. Yes, sir. Sir, please don't call me sir. I'm your assistant.
Very well. Hello there, young lady. How are you taking all your vaccines like you're supposed to?
Yes, sir.
Good. What do you think of global government, huh? Have you heard of my family?
Do you want to book at another hotel, Mr. Rockefeller?
Well, dearie, I'll be there. Don't worry. That rascally rabbit, Alex Jones, will probably be bullharding me.
Disconnecting.
All right. Good evening, my dear. Bye-bye.
Well, that little tip, that little bird about the palm tree conference, you know, they death threatened my wife last time I went and bullhorned them. They are certainly not going to be happy about this. Oh, man. Oh, boy, I don't even know if I can continue now. This is total Twilight Zone. All right, that's definitely where they're having it. We've made like 4 or 5 of these calls on air. That poor lady, I was just doing a David Rockefeller thing. I was about to ask her, are you going to be there when I'm there? What? But I wasn't going to do it. I was going to be really bad. Oh, I forget I'm on radio sometimes. I really do. I'm more eloquent when I'm not on the radio. That's actually not true. Sometimes when I'm directing shoots out there, I hear myself talking in the background on the tapes later, and it sounds like some cross between an Appalachian hillbilly and an East Texan, which I guess I kind of am in a way. By the way, I wasn't bashing Appalachian hillbillies last night on the news when I was comparing the Taliban to souped-up hillbillies. I was explaining that it's hard for the globalists to take over groups like that. That's all I was saying. You know, just talking about hillbillies is not insulting them. I have a real live hillbilly working out there in the control room right now, don't I? It does a great job. The truth is the hillbillies have the advanced, supercharged brain cells. I myself am a super supreme, purebred hillbilly. Anyways, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. That was funny. Am I wrong or was that funny just now? Doing the David Rockefeller I should have done it a lot better, though. Like,
oh, well, I guess I'll need some help there.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I'm like the Hell 9000. Just a moment. We have a lot of important news here. FEMA coffins being moved northbound on Georgia Highway. There's photos of that at Before It's News. We'll get those up at Infowars.com. Congressional Democrats introduce amendment to outlaw self-defense. Well, that sounds reasonable. Democrats have now withdrawn the Trayvon Amendment for now. That's just some of the news we have there. And some of the other self-defense news here. UK bans self-defense expert from entering country. Government wants a nation of cowardly, defenseless victims. The UK government has banned self-defense expert, former U.S. Navy SEAL Tim Larkin, from entering the country after Larkin planned to hold seminars instructing people how to protect themselves from rioters and criminals. Well, the government's a bunch of riotous, globalist criminals, so they certainly cannot allow that, my pretty. Continuing here with the news, Google self-driving car licensed to hit Nevada streets. Google modified Toyota Prius was given the thumbs up after successful test drives in Carson City and on the Vegas Strip. So, and they're going to say that because cars drive better than us. They've already been covering up wrecks with them in the last few years in other parts of the country. And pretty soon, you won't be allowed to drive your own car or 18-wheeler because the insurance companies are the big banks, are the New World Order. There's another article here, spy blimps in the UK and U.S. skies. The media is now ready to tell us what I told you about 10 years ago. Also, there's more news. The DOJ is being told by Congress, if you won't give us Fast and Furious docs, we're going to dock your pay. Well, you're going to dock the mafia's pay. And then another video report from last night, circling the globalist rat hole, Occupy Bilderberg gains momentum. And again, my Occupy Bilderberg is peacefully to surround the place, have alternative media coverage, because we're the real media, and try to have such a spectacle of at least a few thousand people there. I think we should all shoot for, guys, pull up the calendar. What is June 1st? What is that, a Friday? Pull that up. I want to think of the best day, because you'll have like 300 people one day and 200 another, and then 100 the next, and 200. We need to like focus on one day. Obviously, we can be there the whole time, but one day, 1 hour, where everybody agrees that we're going to surround that place like Jericho and basically, you know, bullhorn them from all directions. That is a nice calendar. They just put a calendar on screen. I can't even see anything on it. It doesn't matter. It is a Friday. I think a lot of people are having to work, having to do stuff. But if you can take off that Friday, Saturday probably be the best day, but they'll already all be inside then. Really, though, Thursdays when they arrive, some arrive Friday. So really the best time, I think, is we should have one event Friday at, say, 6 o'clock there at the Westfields Marriott outside on the sidewalk. And then we should have one, say, Saturday at 5 o'clock as well. In fact, let's just say Thursday, if you can be there, starting at 1, because that's when a lot of them are arriving. That's a prime time. Thursday at 1, Friday at 5, Saturday at 5, Sunday at 1, because that's when they're leaving, is right around that time. And but we need one big mass point. So let's say it's Saturday evening. Everybody be there at 5 o'clock. Come with your wagons. Come with your, you know, everything. Just be there. It's like a wagon train. Everybody needs to be there. That's Eastern time in Virginia, not InfoWars time, from Hillbilly Command Base, Austin. Oh, man. Anyways, I don't know why I'm having such a good time today. I got a lot of callers here. We're going to come back and jam a few of those in. Aaron, Bill, Kim, John, Stan, we'll try to get to all of you here coming up. A lot of other news as well that's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The bankers are strangling Europe as usual, sucking everything out of them, with the prostitute media telling them that the public, that the debt is owed by them, not by the bankers. 90%+ of it in derivatives. We've got big reports on that. Spain bank problems loom over markets. We told you Spain would come next. The globalists are gobbling each country kind of a la carte, like, bring me a ham sandwich, and then they eat that country. Bring me a filet mignon, and they bring them that country. Bring me another, and then it's just...
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, the CIA has foiled its own CIA plot, and then they're congratulating themselves because that info leaked out. Another provocateur to action. We're going to cover that in detail tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. Let's jam in some more calls. Aaron in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, so I'm a little nervous. But real quick, before I get on to my question, I just want to thank you and your team for doing what you guys are doing. You know, waking me up, I appreciate that fully, and I'm trying to wake up as many people as I can. But let me get on to my question. I'm 17, and I've been watching you for about 2 years, and I'm trying to get my dad involved. But the only problem is I showed him some of your documentaries, and he falls asleep in the middle of them, or he just doesn't, he's not interested. And every time I try to tell him, you know, breaking news story, he laughs it off. He knows the government's corrupt, but he just feels so powerless, like he can't do anything. And, you know, he spent 20 years in the military, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But it kind of saddens me because I want him on my team, and I want to prepare.
Well, look, it's always hard for a father to listen to his son and for parents to respect their children. That's just the way it is. Okay, I mean, even if you become more successful than your parents, a lot of times they're just geared. Family is the hardest to sell. Ideas are a vacuum cleaner. Any salesman will tell you that. Any politician will tell you that. Any psychologist will tell you that. So just move on, Try to wake up others, and then as things begin to unfold, your dad will remember it and respect you. But you've got to excel at a bunch of other stuff before you start telling them political ideas, because they tend to think, oh, youth are being filled full of, you know, these ideas and stuff. But, I mean, all you're doing is repeating what the founding fathers would talk about. It's common sense. It's the rediscovery of that. Love your dad. I'm sure he's a great guy. He says he knows it's corrupt. He does have a feeling of helplessness. So go out and show him. Start a local radio show. Start a podcast. Start doing your own videos. Start getting thousands of people to watch him. Talk about issues. Go out and do your own reports. And then he'll start to listen to you if you want to get your dad away. But listen, most people sit on the fence even if they're awake. It's always minorities on the side of evil and minorities on the side of good, and that's where the battle is. That's why they always want to make you feel powerless. The truth is, you just got to stop caring, not have fear. And that means not fear what your neighbors think. When you get to my level, it's fear of attack, fear of death, fear of whatever, and just make it all a big joke. You know, I mean, the joke's on them. You know, all their fear, all their garbage, all of it, I'm just not partaking in it. You know, I mean, I've got my afterburners on. That's the end of it. And this feels good. I'm on the right side of history. So bombs away in the info war. God bless you, my friend. Let's go ahead and take a call from Kim in Florida. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is my first time calling, too. So I'm kind of nervous like the last caller was.
Well, don't be nervous there.
Okay. Well, I've only been watching some of your, I've never listened to you live on the radio. I've just watched some of the InfoWars things on YouTube, and the 9/11 truth thing I'm really interested in a lot. But I caught just the tail end of the guy talking about, David, your last guest there, he was talking about that Army doc. What was that? I missed that whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. That's a story at InfoWars.com that really should be red-linked. The Army admits there's a plan for re-education camps and brainwashing and stuff for the American people. I mean, they admit the document's real. Then they engage in a psyop, a total disdain for the American people, and say it isn't for the U.S., even though it says it more than 30 times in the document. So the article is at InfoWars.com. Army admits redacted, Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. So there it is. InfoWars.com is the coordinates.
Now, also, since I'm new to all this, and, you know, I'm trying to, like, talk to my husband about it, he's also ex-military, like the last caller. Is there a timeline that you have that you know, I could access anywhere that shows, like, okay, what was, like, some of the first things that happened that made you wake up?
Ooh, that's a really good idea. We've done some of those before in general history, but we need a timeline of the police state globalist takeover and how they're doing it. Great point. We'll try to do that sometime next week on the Nightly News, then air it here on the radio. Fabulous, fabulous idea.